Another one that I wanted to share with you, and I got permission to share it this, like a week ago, I got to go see Margaret Philpott. Anyone seen Margaret Philpott? Yep. Have you anyone seen the new Digs?
On the outside.
We're going.
You need to see the new Digs, man. Oh, and as I was having time with her, I saw tremendous growth. And I said, I'm going to share this. She said, go ahead. You know, her daughter died, 2-3 years ago. I could be off a little bit. And she remained in contact with the husband and Dan. And Dan, you know, she was sharing about how Dan then found a new significant other in Kansas. And Margaret has chosen the path of peace and has developed a relationship with that new person that has now married her former son-in-law. As she was telling me, she told me two other stories like this, not to brag or anything, but I was seeing tremendous growth in I was seeing the Holy Spirit at work in the path she's chosen. Her own home is, to some degree, a story of peace. She lives, on 27th, what is it?
25th.
Son Tim and Kathy down in Eugene, and they came up with the idea of selling their home in Eugene and moving up with mom. Meanwhile, they were going to live in a rental, share space, share items. Does that sound like a recipe for conflict? Everyone in a rental and like not having those habits and so forth. That would happen to me. And not that it was a challenge, but certainly, wow. And then to have everyone come together in the home and in a new setting and to have a moment of celebration. Christians need to celebrate restoration when things come together in the right way, because God's doing it, you know. So that's the other part too of this time together. Have your eyes open to, whoa, something happened here, you know, that sort of thing. So eyes for restoration. I could share. I had four other situations and just remarkable restoration. So private, I don't share a lot with you guys, but privately I do that on my own. And a lot of my prayers are just literally, thank you, Lord, for bringing restoration to this person and a whole church. I was involved in a church conflict in the last 3 weeks. And I'm on the backside of that, seeing huge reconciliation. So it's powerful. I celebrate it. I don't get dragged down. I'm like, God's at work, you know, amazing.